here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 10th of June, 2010. It's the anniversary of the founding of Alcoholics Anonymous in 1935 in Akron, Ohio. A stockbroker named Bill Wilson, a surgeon named Bob Smith. Bill Wilson had gone to Akron on a business trip. He'd been trying to give up drinking for years. He'd found the best way to keep from drinking was to spend time with other men who were trying to do the same thing. But on this trip to Akron, he was alone. He felt tempted to go to the local bar. Instead, he went to a church group meeting, looking for someone else who was in his situation. There he met Bob Smith. They became friends, and they promised to help keep each other sober. It was in 1939 that Bill Wilson, or Bill W., as he called himself, wrote his book, Alcoholics Anonymous. And then the Saturday Evening Post wrote about it in 1941, and membership soared. It's the birthday of Saul Bellow, born Solomon Bellows in Lachine, Quebec, 1915, grew up poor in a crowded neighborhood of Montreal. His parents had moved to Canada from Russia just 2 years before he was born. He was the youngest of four children. He was his mother's favorite. She wanted him to be a rabbi or a violinist. But when he was eight, he got a respiratory infection, spent 6 months in the hospital, read constantly Uncle Tom's Cabin, other books, and decided to become a writer. The family moved to Chicago. His father got work delivering coal and working in a bakery. Saul Bellow went to college, wanted to study English, but the department chair told him no Jew could really grasp the tradition of English literature. Studied anthropology instead, then dropped out of school, devoted himself to writing. His big breakthrough novel was The Adventures of Augie March in 1953. And it's the birthday of the biologist Edward Osborne Wilson, E.O. Wilson, born in Birmingham, Alabama, 1929. He studied ants. He taught at the University of Tennessee, Harvard, published a book, The Theory of Island Biogeography, which was very influential in the fields of ecology and conservation. And then in 1975, sociobiology, arguing that there is a biological foundation for behavior in everything from ants to humans, which was very controversial. Some people were concerned that it justified racism and sexism. E.O. Wilson was attacked for it, so he wrote a rebuttal on human nature. Here's a poem for today by Barry Spax, entitled Judges in Summer. Sometimes people who judge and judge turn lovely in summer with gin and tonics. They shop at little roadside stands, brood in a trance over silks of corn. Lounging around, still starched from swimming, they speak mild words in the evening air and leave the work of keeping up standards to bickering children, questions of worth to the waves. In town, in handkerchief dresses, rumpled white suits, they smile, they visit, they water the garden, hum with the cat. In shirt and jeans, they climb the rocks with wine in a thermos, a bag of bread to throw to those ravenous mussels, the gulls. And there they offer a round of applause of the gentle sort once used watching tennis to see the fat sun dip away through its showy orange time. Judges in Summer, a poem by Barry Spax from Spax Street, New and Selected Poems, published by the Johns Hopkins University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org and by gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about writing and literature at writing.gather.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.